This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Everybody, welcome to a brand new TLC Talk episode. Oh, I was just saying, okay, you know, I'm live on TikTok. I go live every single week when I record my TLC Talk episodes that drop every single Wednesday. Hi, I'm glad you're here. I'm so glad you're here. Literally thousands of you discovered the podcast last week because we had scoop about Cody and Robin from Sister Wives allegedly being in Mexico filming with a reported sister wife. And I got so many different messages from you saying that one of the kids had said that it wasn't true. Then somebody else had said that Cody and Robin had met the sister wife and then she bailed quickly afterward. Anyway, I need to go to Flagstaff, Arizona, where they live for like a minute, but I got more tea on that. And like, I gotta camp out in front of the brown house and find out what in the route two is going on. And like I said, I want to audition to be a sister wife. I really do. I want to hang out with Cody's narcissistic ass and Robin. You know, I want to hang out with Rob Dog. Anyway, we got a lot to get into today on the podcast, and I have to be quick today. I was listening back to some of my podcast episodes, and I damn well ramble. I got to be fast today because I've got a meeting with my IVF, with a potential IVF doctor. That's a whole nother story. I told you guys I fired my first IVF doctor because I did a round of IUI. It failed. And then the office administrator told me the doctor would not speak to me without a $330 charge for a 20-minute consultation. And I said, bitch, I just wrote you a check for over $4,000 for an IUI to fail. And he can't pop on the phone for 15 to tell me the next course of action. No, thank you. I am bye. So anyway, I'm auditioning. That's when you know you've been in television and entertainment too long. I'm interviewing IVF doctors in the Los Angeles area. You know somebody good? Email me, thesarahfrasershow@gmail.com. Let's get to what we have to talk about today. Are Robin and Cody going broke? Are the rumors true that they are selling Coyote Pass? Big news coming out of the Sister Wives' home. Or plots of land, whatever the fuck they got on Coyote Pass. You know, they were in Vegas last week, apparently blowing money on everything. And my girl, Robin loves to shop, y'all. Robin loves to shop. I'll tell you, there was a death in the family for one of the sister wives. A lot of people are revisiting Janelle's storyline. A lot of people didn't realize that Janelle used to be married to Mary's brother. So that story is going viral again, even though it's old news. I got welcome to Plathville tea for you too. Kim Plath, her DUI was resolved. So if you don't remember this, back in June and then in October of 2022, she was arrested. She turned herself in for a DUI incident down in Florida. What is the result of that? So we have that going on. And then we also have, I can't even take this. Is Tammy Slayton, our girl T. Slayton headed for divorce? You know, Amy is separated from Michael. We knew that. We talked about that in depth last week. Now there's a report. I don't know if I believe this. I don't think I believe this. But now there is a report that Tammy Slayton and Caleb Wellingham, her husband only since January, because by the way, we're getting ready to see their wedding on this current season of 1,000 Pound Sisters, but they actually didn't sign their wedding license until January of 2023, like with a week to go. So they had a week to go. Now there's a report that they're having trouble in paradise, and I'll tell you why. All right, all that's coming up. If you're new to this podcast, thank you again for discovering it. I'm obsessed with everybody that follows me on TikTok. Thank you so much. I'm going to try to answer questions every week because people say to me, Sarah, why do you run so many damn commercials on your podcast? I run so many damn commercials on this podcast because this is my full-time job. I make my money through advertising. If you don't like the commercials, do you want me to go to a commercial-free version on Patreon? Would you pay for that every single month? Like $5.99. You want commercial free? If you will, hit me up on Instagram at The Sarah Fraser Show, or you can email me thesarahfrasershow@gmail.com. So explaining that. All right, well, let's just get into the 1,000-pound sisters tea and the welcome to Platteville tea, and then I'll lay it all out for you because there's a lot going on in the sister wives world. There is a new report that Tammy Slayton and Caleb Wellingham are having marital issues already, and it is not the married life that Tammy was hoping it would be. Why is this? Sources are saying that Caleb is actually too supportive of our girl Tammy. What? You tell me a man is too nice? Yes. Tammy's apparently used to being fetishized. Anyway, by men. Remember the BBW King? You know, he was into the big, beautiful women. Was it BBW King? You know, you remember he was like really popular on the show. So, like, she's used to guys being really into her over her size. Well, Caleb, she met, of course, in Ohio at her health and wellness treatment center. And, like, people are saying that he's actually too healthy for her. Like, he's challenging her to eat healthy, to be her best self, and she's not used to that. So they're having some communication issues. The other issue that apparently is going on is they do not live together. So is this true? This is a report that says that Tammy and Caleb do not live together, that he's still in a rehab facility in Ohio while Tammy now lives in Kentucky. And we know the rumors are true that Amy Slayton is separated from Michael and now Amy lives with Tammy. So there's word that Tammy and Caleb are not living together full time. There was an issue where he couldn't change rehab centers to Kentucky because of insurance. And so they are still figuring things out and it's not going as planned. You guys, if we get two divorces, I won't be able to handle it. I will not be able to handle it. The only other time I melted down was when Sandra Bullock and Jesse James got divorced. Like, I thought they were the ultimate opposite couple. I was obsessed with them. I thought these two, if these two wildcats, you know, she was like so prim and proper in Hollywood and he was like a bad boy, but he seemed so into her. Meanwhile, he was sleeping with every stripper he could find on a pole all over Long Beach. I will be on the level of distraught if Amy Slayton and Tammy Slayton both get divorced. I will. That's what I'm hearing from a source. They could be. And it's not even, the source is the Sun. The Sun says that Tammy's having problems. That's why I'm not sure. But sometimes they get it really right. All right, welcome to Platteville Tea. Again, I love Welcome to Platteville. You know, it's one of my favorite shows. It's coming back. I believe it will be back in August, although TLC has yet to confirm this. So a couple of weeks ago, this is kind of old news, but Kim Plath has been sentenced for her DUI, which was shocking, right? Because Kim Plath, like, super religious. Her kids never even knew what a period was. Like, these kids didn't even know what a tampon was. They legit thought like a tampon plugged a nose nostril. You know what I'm saying? Like with a bloody nose. These kids didn't know what a period was. They had never seen a cell phone. And they didn't even know that like Coca-Cola had been around for 100 years. All right? That chick got a DUI in October of 2022. Well, she was sentenced earlier this year to probation, 50 hours of community service, and a $963 fine. Does that seem like enough? Does the $963 seem like enough? That doesn't seem like a very big fine to me. She's got to go to DUI school. Someone's going to DUI school with Kim Plath. Can you call me if you're sitting in class with Kim Plath for DUI school? Like, how's that going down? Let me have a little water here. Ooh, I am parched. So this was big news. By the way, they also released the toxicology? Yeah, like her blood, it's her blood alcohol level. I think toxicology might be when you're dead and they do it. Anyhow, her blood alcohol, let's stay on track here. Kim Plath's blood alcohol level at the time of being pulled over for her DUI was twice the legal limit, which of course is 0.08. Kim copped to having two 12-ounce margaritas before getting behind the wheel. Wild. But, you know, in the meantime, Kim and Barry remain separated. Barry Plath is living his best life up there in Minnesota with his kids. Did you guys see on there? Also, why his Isaac Plath is so hot. Now, I think he's like 17, so I'm not going to say any more than that. I'll talk about Micah Plath. Micah Plath is gorgeous. Why is Micah Plath? Is Micah Plath about to be in Roadhouse? You know, they're doing a remake of Roadhouse, like that amazing, that was like one of the greatest cult films ever with Patrick Swayze. May he rest in peace. Oh my God, Patrick Swayze. Oh, one of the greatest actors. Oh, and a movie star. They don't make them like that anymore. Jake Gyllenhaal, by the way, is playing, which is actually fine. I like Jake Gyllenhaal. And I mean, it's like, who are you going to get that was ever going to be reminiscent of Patrick Swayze? But I actually looked at Micah Plath the other day on his Instagram, and I thought to myself, Micah Plath should be playing Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse, the remake. He's so hot. He's so gorgeous. This is the hottest family ever. And now Isaac Plath has been working out and is like having a major come up. Have you seen him? Now, I don't know how old he is. Is Micah Plath 18 yet? For God's sakes, someone Google his damn age so we all know. So we're not going down this road, okay? But Micah Plath is looking great. He also posted Micah Plath is looking great, but now so is Isaac, who's going to be a thirst trap on this next season. Micah and Isaac posted congratulations, he got his pilot's license. So for Micah's birthday, he took them up solo dolo in a plane. Scary as hell to me. I'm sorry. If my, 17-year-old brother was like, hey, I got my pilot's license, let's go fly this little bird thing up in the sky, I'd be like, I'll stay right here. Y'all, you keep working, you keep logging them hours, but I am not going up there. But that family is looking fine. I mean, Olivia Plath is gorgeous. They're all gorgeous. And the kids are looking amazing. And so is Barry. Barry was posting with his father. So it was like three generations. They looked amazing. That's what's going on there. Do I need to start watching like 90 Day Fiancé the other way? After 90 Day Single Life, I kind of got, after, you know, 90 Day Happily Ever After, I needed to take a little break. I was just a little bored, which is why I've sort of gone all into Sister Wives. But do I need to get back on board with like 90 Day the other way? It's getting a lot of publicity. You know, we have Darcy and Stacey out right now. We have MILF Manor, although there hasn't been a lot about MILF Manor. I don't see how they're going to bring MILF Manor back for a second season. I don't see it. All right, let's thank some sponsors and get into Sister Wives Tea. Today's podcast episode brought to you by Horizon Fibroids. 80% of women will have a fibroid by the age of 50. Don't suffer in silence. You can go and see my guy, Dr. Will Neem. He's a top fibroid doctor in Maryland who accepts almost all insurance. He has three locations, in Frederick, in Rockville, in Gaithersburg. HorizonFibroids.com. Tell him the Sarah Fraser Show sent you. We love us some Dr. Will. And even if you don't live in the DC area, he does telehealth visits. One of the scariest things about fibroids is one of the most common treatments is a full hysterectomy. That's bananas. You may decide you want a child at 40 or 41. Don't have a full hysterectomy without seeing Dr. Will Neem. He's known for uterine fibroid embolization, a low downtime surgery that's been around for almost 20 years and can shrink your fibroids. HorizonFibroids.com. Also, if you're in the DC region and you are thinking about, you know, just maybe you want a little lipo, a little tummy tuck, maybe you want those eyelids, I'm getting that done, you know, once I have my second child. I got an amazing doctor, top doctor there, Dr. McGee. So go to cosmeticplastics.com, 10% off for new patients when you say that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you. He's a top board certified doctor. Don't go down. I mean, oh my God, that horrible, how tragic those Americans that went down to Mexico and got murdered all over, you know, the woman wanting to have a tummy tuck. For God's sakes, go here in Bethesda. Save yourself. Dr. McGee, cosmeticplastics.com. He's a renowned surgeon. He is the best of the best. If you have any questions, I can introduce you to him personally. I kind of like a personal intro myself. So email thesarahfrasershow@gmail.com. I'm happy to intro you. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of 5-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schmann has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Aplin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. How ironic! I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schmann and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcasts, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. All right, if you have any comments, please leave them in the section of TikTok. If you have any scoop on Sister Wives, 90 Day Fiancé, Welcome to Plathville, or if you just want to give a comment. So someone says Isaac is 17, Isaac Plath, and will be 18 in October of 2023. Thank God. You know, we got to get a countdown until we can talk shit about him. People are saying, yes, cover 90 Day the other way. I'm looking forward to seeing Seeking Brother. I cannot wait to see Seeking Brother. That drops this month. I can't wait to see Seeking Brother, which is like Sister Wives, but it's women seeking multiple husbands. I've always said that. I said to my husband, Schmann, all the time, I want multiple husbands. Why am I not auditioning other dudes to live here? First of all, Dan's like a dude's dude. He would love it. And I would love it. You know, they could all sleep. I can all sleep. Like, I wouldn't even have to work. You know what I mean? Like, they could work for me. Get a guy that could cook. Oh, I love a good man too. You know what I mean? Men are low drama too. They're like, they're not a lot of drama. I mean, you know, some of them aren't very like emotional, but you know, I love a good man. It's like hot, sexy. I love the way a man smells. We miss you in the DMV. Well, I miss the DMV too. And thank God for things like my podcast and TikTok. I can see you every single week. Shout out to DC. I mean, the city that made me. Another yes, you need to get into 90 Day Fiancé the other way. Weren't you on HBO's Crashing with Rob Spiewak? I was. I was on HBO's Crashing Season 3, Episode 7. Didn't you used to be on The Cane Show? Yes! Mommy of one, I was. If you know, you know. Every single week, people discover me. Yes, for 6.5 years, I was on Hot 99.5's The Cane Show in Washington, D.C. That's where people found me. Yes. Thank you for listening. Cane Show listeners were the best ever. It was a syndicated morning radio show. And to this day, people remember that show was on and popping for many years. So thank you. All right, let's get to Sister Wives because I know everyone's obsessed. Sister Wives, Cody and Robin are reportedly getting ready to sell Coyote Pass. How do we know this? McKelty, the daughter. That's a legitimate source. McKelty has said that they are selling Coyote Pass. Whew. I don't, in Flagstaff. Now, apparently to live in Flagstaff, Arizona, anybody live there? I thought Arizona was like a friendly tax state, but apparently Flagstaff is very expensive to live. Cody and Robin, it is, sources have reported this week, are experiencing financial trouble. Now, someone actually broke down all the different, you know, like, I guess, how much money they owe. First of all, they still owe various tax liens. Now, there's not like a lien against the property. The property isn't close to being repossessed or anything like that. But they do apparently owe quite a bit of money on this Coyote's Pass, which they paid over $800,000 for. So Christine Brown and Cody's 27-year-old daughter, McKelty, who we know, and her husband, Tony, revealed on their Patreon account this week during a live stream where they answer questions about sister wives. Cody and Robin rarely visit the kids. And McKelty says that, yes, Cody has the itch. He's been talking about selling Coyote Pass for a while. He wants a cheaper place of living. Flagstaff is absurdly expensive, and I know he wants something cheaper. The reality TV blogger Katie Joy reported that Cody and Robin may have loans that are due in June of 2023. Oy vey. You better sell that shit. Get that shit gone. In 2018, the Browns had purchased Coyote's Pass for $880,000, which was purchased in 4 individual sales. The family paid for the first 2 lots in full, but still owe money on the other 2. Cody and Robin paid $23,000 down, the $170,000 for their 2.42 acre, and Cody and Janelle paid another $23,000, blah, 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 blah. So anyway, I don't see how these people cannot afford this. You know, the rumor is they're now making each sister wife. So you're talking Janelle, you're talking Christine, you're talking, they're each making between $25,000 and $40,000 an episode. So how many episodes were this past season of season 17? 15? 15 times 25,000? I mean, these guys are making $500,000 a year. Now, and they're saying total since the show started, because it's on season 17 and they've been filming for 13 years, the family has raked in over between $5 and $8 million. Plus, they all have these MLMs. McKelty also said on her Patreon that Robin is making income by selling on her jewelry company, even though the website isn't up. So how is she doing it? Is she on like Facebook Marketplace or something? I'm not sure. And, you know, the other big news that's been broken this week is, of course, because Janelle is separated, Mary is separated, Christine is separated, that they're all now, they used to have this LLC together, they're all now requesting from TLC that they get paid individually. Well, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, they don't want to give the money to Cody anymore. They're divorced. Although, technically, they're not even really married. But anyway, they're going to be getting their own paychecks. So great news to the women. Also, a lot of people are talking about Robin's debt. Robin and Cody spotted in Las Vegas with Robin's sister, and they were on like a major shopping spree, taking pictures. They seemed like they were in really great moods. But if you recall, over the seasons, Robin's been outed by even her own children for having a shopping spree, a shopping addiction, allegedly, where Robin loves to purchase things from Victoria's Secret. She loves lingerie and workout leggings. What? Oh my God. Can you see Robin in workout leggings and lingerie? Okay. You know, she came into the relationship with over $30,000 in debt, and they say it's never stopped. Wow. I don't know. I mean, I guess you never know people's spending habits, but I guess Robin loves to shop. She loves her lingerie and she loves her leggings. So there you have it. Oh, that made me crack up laughing so much. So it looks like we could be seeing the sale of Coyote's Pass. So there you go. Wouldn't that be the end of an era? The end of an era. People are talking about, you know, no, I can't unsee it because I told you I got an anonymous tip that Christine Brown's boyfriend, David Woolley, the David Woolley's kids and his daughter's on TikTok. She does, I think her TikToks are pretty informative. And she obviously seems very excited about David. They all seem very happy about each other. But, you know, the rumor is that David's kids run his Instagram, which makes sense. The guy is a 60-year-old contractor. I don't think he knows how to fucking get on Instagram and post a bunch of shit about himself. You know what I mean? But they posted this really sweet picture of him, of each other. This week, David posted it on his, how grateful he was to Christine. Christine posted it on hers, you know, that David treats her like a queen. So, I mean, things seem to be going really well. We've talked about this ad nauseum on this podcast, you know, is Christine moving into a relationship too quickly? I mean, I say no. I think it's been over for a very long time between she and Cody. So good for Christine. A lot of people have thoughts on David that, you know, David's presence on social media so quickly, is he using her for fame? I don't know. How do you tell that about somebody unless you know them? I don't see it, you know? The other thing that's trending this week, RIP to, I told you a family member died. Well, RIP to Janelle's dog, Jack. She announced the death of their beloved Jack dog just like a day ago. He died of an autoimmune disorder. And it came on suddenly last week. Oh, always hard losing a pet. Definitely like a family member. Brown explained that Jack was originally her mother's dog, and she started to look after him when her mom died a couple of years ago. But he wasn't a stranger, she says. I was with my mom when she adopted him, and he spent many months each year staying with us when my mom would visit. So she knew him. Oh, he's kind of cute. Anyway, the family rushed him to a veterinarian urgent care. On a post on Friday, Brown said that Jack had developed an autoimmune type disorder and apparently couldn't recover and then passed away over the weekend. Sorry to hear this. Then this story of Janelle is going viral again, even though it's not. Does everyone know? You know, because I'm a new fan. I've said this. I'm a new fan of Sister Wives, of the Sister Wives universe. I'm blown away by this. Why am I blown? I'm blown away by this, and I'm blown away by Vanderpump Rules. By the way, have a big exclusive interview with Vanderpump Rules, Peter Battagrill. It's on the Sarah Fraser Show podcast this week. Go and listen. You can't miss it. It's titled Interview. Peter Battagrill says he saw the signs between Raquel and Tom that they were cheating before anybody else, right? And people give me shit now. They're like, Sarah, you said you were never into Vanderpump Rules. Well, I wasn't until I found out this incestuous friend group only, even though there's 11 million people in Los Angeles, seem to only fuck each other. You're right. Like, that's shocking to me. And this is why I'm so obsessed with Sister Wives, because they're incestual too. Did anyone realize Janelle's first husband was Mary Brown's brother? What? She was married back in like the early 90s for 2 years to Adam, Mary's brother. Okay? Then did you realize that Janelle and Cody met because they are step siblings? Yes. Janelle's mother, are you following this? This is why I'm obsessed, because I don't know. Do you guys, I just have these boring, they're not boring, but I mean, I guess, you know, my family members, like nobody is like doing their step sibling that I know of in my family. I mean, I don't know. I'm obsessed with these shows because so many of these reality shows are fake. I'm in the reality TV world. I've been a longtime entertainment television host. Now I moved out to Los Angeles to be a TV reality producer. I have a show, a couple of shows that are out. They haven't been sold yet. When they do, my God, hallelujah, I'll have a party for all of us, okay? But I'm learning so much about the business. And so much of it, it's like it starts out real, right? Like genuine friend groups or genuine families. But for them to like be, you know, Sister Wives, 17 seasons in with their highest ratings. And PS.com, I say this all the time, Sister Wives has bigger ratings than Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. You're talking 2.5-3 million people tune in to Sister Wives. That's insane. Most shows do not get those ratings. Highest ratings ever for Vanderpump Rules, because these Vanderpump Rules people could have anybody, and yet they sleep with the same 8 people that work at Damn Sir and Tom Tom. I mean, I find that fascinating, and I find it to be real and shocking. And so that's why I'm obsessed with both. So people give me, you can keep giving me shit. I don't know. I mean, read the comments on my TikTok. They're hysterical. People have all kinds of thoughts on me, which I love now. I find it hysterical. But that's why I'm interested in both. And if you're interested in all the tea about Vanderpump Rules, Peter Madrigal spills it all. If Tom Sandoval's a narcissist, he talks about an incident back in the day at Sir where they were bartending that night. Peter was the manager, and thousands of dollars went lost. And Sandoval basically, it was Sandoval's money. Peter took the fall for it, but Sandoval never really helped him out. It was kind of strange. Anyway, so it's great. Peter goes into a lot of detail. It's a great interview. If you're interested and invested in the tea, he has a lot of it. So Sister Wives is the same way. I cannot believe, you guys, I cannot believe. Can you imagine? Now, again, when Cody's dad married Janelle's mom, you know, like after their separations and all that stuff, right? But so Janelle and Cody were adults, right, when their parents got together. But the fact that then they married, and of course they're in this very small polygamous world where they all believe in this polygamy stuff. But I mean, is that not shocking to people? I'm like, what? This was your stepbrother? And then Mary, I mean, oh my God. I mean, these people are so intertwined. I want to interview all of them because I'm fascinated by this world. And I guess, I mean, have you ever hooked up with your step-sibling? I mean, they're not blood related, so I guess go for it. Just seems bizarre to me. Anyway, just seems. But what do I know? Gwendolyn, you know, Gwendolyn, of course, is one of the sister, is Christine Brown, and Cody's daughter has a very popular YouTube subscription you can go to. She does topics every single week. This week she was asked to confirm if Cody was misogynistic. Do you think? I mean, yes. The dude's taken multiple wives. And again, I don't care what people say. People say, oh, they weren't in Mexico auditioning a new sister wife. They are going to be auditioning new sister wives. That's the show. That is the show. They are meeting somebody on this current season, 110%, because he's not getting back together with Mary. He's not getting back together with Janelle. He's definitely not getting back together with Christine. And Robin doesn't want to do all the work at home. Robin's a smart woman as far as I'm concerned. And Robin needs more money for her shopping sprees in Vegas. So they're auditioning other women. Y'all can yell at me and go, they're not. Well, they are. I guarantee you they're going to be. But Gwendolyn had two big things. She said that Cody is a coward in how he's handled his relationships with both Mary and Christine. He should have cut them loose years ago. He made comments for years on the show about their relationships being in demise, but never actually had the guts to tell them, according to Gwen, in their households and confront them and be real about it. Then she also confirms that, yes, she thinks that that Cody is a misogynist. Yeah, I mean, the guy takes sister wives. And she says her relationship with her dad continues to be very complicated. I'm sure it's going to be hard. I mean, he's your dad. And plus, your whole life is played out on television. Your whole life. Also, Janelle, the other big thing that people are talking about is Janelle has revealed an over 100-pound weight loss. Now, this has kind of been for a while, honestly. I've noticed her weight loss for a while. You know, the controversial part about this, she posted a video this week. She's showing over her 100-pound weight loss. She looks terrific. But people, Plexus is the tea, the drinks that they loosely market as being appetite suppressant. A lot of people have a big issue with that. It's an MLM. I'm not a big fan myself. I'm just not. I don't do any of those things. I find anything that's even masked as a diet. I won't even allow. See, you guys say I have too many ads. Well, guess what? I will not allow any diet items on my show. Noom, none of them. I'm sure some of them help people. And people say to me, I get messages, I've lost weight. drinking Plexus pink juice or whatever. Okay, fine, great. But the truth, like, again, the statistic is that 95% of people that go on any diet, I'm talking keto, South Beach, Atkins, Ozempic, we'll see how Ozempic plays out, within 5 years, they gain all the weight back and more. Google the Biggest Loser. You don't believe me. So anyhow, I mean, now look, that sounds like I'm shitting on Janelle's weight loss. That was kind of like, ew, bitch, she's lost 100 pounds and you don't have anything to say, you biatch. I'm happy for her. I hope she keeps it up. I hope she is doing so well. I just, the MLM teas bother me. But get your coins. It's working. People love it. They've got groups, apparently, and people are enjoying it. Someone says, I would love to watch Robin get jealous over some young thing, right? Me too. So would the producers. Believe me, they would love to see Robin auditioning a young sister wife. Someone said they are more real than others. I think you're referencing like Vanderpump Rules people and Sister Wives. And then Aaron says, no, the parents married first, but met through Cody and Janelle. Okay, there you go. In the whole incestuous, this whole incestuous thing of how Janelle became a sister wife. It's mind-blowing to me. It's mind-blowing to me that she was married to Mary's brother for 2 years. They get divorced. And then she ends up with Cody, her step-sibling. Oh, God, I love it. And then they go on TV. It couldn't get any better. It could not get any better. I think they're on a spending spree, Cody and Robin, so they can claim bankruptcy. Oof. Well, looks like there is trouble in paradise. I just confirmed it earlier today, according to McKelty, their own daughter. Yes, Cody is looking to leave Flagstaff and sell the home. So this is going to be a very interesting season coming up, confirmed. Okay. Love you all. Send any tips, any shows you would like me to cover to thesarahfrasershow@gmail.com. Follow me here on TikTok. Love you guys. Bye, everybody. Bye, everybody. Bye.